Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Hello.
Welcome
hi.
To Under the Groomers. My name's Jeremy Flynn. And with me today, Julia Stenton.
Hello.
And a comedian. Dare I say it, a friend. It's Joe Riley. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming.
Very welcome.
Joe, this is your first time Under the Groomers.
Yep.
Welcome.
You enjoying it so far?
I am very enjoying it. I have a lot of different emotions. Emotions already.
Run us through some of those emotions.
Well, because it's a dog grooming place, it kind of felt like a hairdresser's, and I thought, oh, this is cool. I'm gonna be on, like, you know, ITV, and then the lights came on.
Yeah.
That's where all the hairdressers are.
The hairdressers think ITV.
You do.
That's where.
Definitely.
They are.
It's
do you
that
think
vibe.
That every time you go into a hairdresser's? Where are the cameras?
I know this is ITV.
I know what he means. It's got an ITV vibe, a hairdresser. Yeah. What was that reality show where they were cutting hair on it?
Oh, was it called The Hairdresser?
Because that's what I thought of. I thought reality TV.
Which was like, I want to say 25 years ago.
The salon. Or, as you know,
pre 9/11,
all of our references on this show are at least 25 years old.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thanks for coming, Joe. How are you?
He's
good. Top of the world. Not a care in the world.
Not at all, yeah.
Joe is a stand-up comic and a very funny one. And by day?
Mm-hmm. I crane and forklift.
Do you?
Yeah.
Craning?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
At a plane factory.
Plane factory?
Yeah, I would call it that.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna. It feels like there should be a different word for that.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. You don't drive.
No.
But you're craning.
You don't need to drive.
Yeah, I can drive a forklift.
Wow.
I know. I said at the beginning, they were like, can you drive? And I was like, no. And they were like,
Fuck it.
Yeah, you're driving
really?
A forklift. Yeah. But it goes slow. And it's kind of like a giant wheelchair, like that's. Yeah.
And you're helping put planes together.
No. I'm just.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Another reason.
You should be
to
surprised
fear
though
flying.
For some of the people who are.
Mm. Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, that's the big worry.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you work somewhere.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, if you work in a restaurant, you can't eat there ever again because you know how it's been made. I think if you went to, as you said, a plane factory and saw how they were putting the pieces together. Mm-hmm. You'd think, I'm never getting on a plane again. You see some dum-dum scratching his ass, screwing in the wings.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. I heard someone say, John's so ridiculous. He takes his job so seriously. I was like, they're planes.
Yeah. Thank God for John.
Yeah.
Lining up nerds.
Yeah.
They're planes.
Yeah.
Not the end of the world.
Yeah. It's scary how easy I got the job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, just turned up.
The interviewer didn't even look at me. He was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Sam, mate.
Yeah, just sort of side to side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Any questions?
Yeah.
Can you drive? No?
Can you? Yeah.
The job's yours.
Welcome aboard. We prefer that, actually.
Yeah.
I've often quite fancy driving a forklift.
I'd like to do a crane.
Yeah, it's... Well, the crane is... on the ceiling. It's not.
I get it.
It's
one that like runs across the roof of like a warehouse type thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so not like a crane.
Still a crane.
Everybody is thinking when you say crane.
Not the big one.
Not the big one that's like a big L shape.
You have to go up a big ladder.
Yeah.
Take your packed lunch
with
up.
A little command center.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
In the middle.
You can now watch the podcast, and I thoroughly recommend it to see the hand gesture that Jules made for the crane, in her words, command center.
You don't think that?
That's it.
That's inaccurate.
I 100% see it.
It's a pretty cool way to say the command center.
Have you got a command center for your crane?
Just the ground.
The ground, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I own the ground.
How do you operate it?
Controller, like PlayStation.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. All of the controllers are completely different as well, so it's quite confusing. And there's, I went on a new one today, and it was, like, jittering.
Oh, God.
And I'm, like, lifting stuff that's, like, 60 grand or something. Ooh. I also don't care. Because I'm also, like, I want to smash this place up.
Yeah.
Would you get in trouble if you did?
No. I love that attitude. Yeah.
That's what you get when you don't ask your interviewee any questions.
Yeah.
You just get a guy who wants to smash the place up.
Yeah. I did it. I asked someone I worked with, and I was like, I remember sitting there. I was like, I wish I did more at school. And he was like, mate, I would have just done the same, just smashed it up more.
Just smashed up the place.
Yeah. And I was like, I just laughed. I was like, oh, well, okay. Yeah. I'm going to die. That's my teammate.
Good that he was happy with what he came out with, though.
Yeah.
I'd have smashed the school up more, but I'm happy with the grades I got.
Yeah.
Also, good for you, because if you do decide to smash the place up, you should blame it on him.
Yeah. Same guy. He got fired because he was like, can I have a sick day? And they were like, no. Oh, no.
Can I have a sick day?
I messed that up.
He was like, done that the wrong way around.
Yeah. He was like, can I have a day off? And they were like, no. And then he just took the day off and said he was sick.
Yeah.
And then so they fired him because he was always late. And they took stuff out of his locker, under the locker. He had like 40 stolen ink cartridges.
My guy.
Wow.
Love that.
Yeah. Just
very expensive ink.
Yeah.
Like for a home printer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good on it.
Yeah.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah. That is probably the most expensive thing you can steal from a workplace, isn't it?
Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah. We've all had a stationary cupboard rifle in our time.
Yeah.
But the printer cartridges, that's a gutsy move.
That's the worst thing about working from home.
Yeah.
I'm rifling my own cupboards.
Nothing to steal.
Nothing in there.
Nothing to steal at home. It's a shame. It is a rookie error. If to ask for a day off, be denied, and then go for the sickie. That's suggests a certain sort of immaturity. If you think there's a chance it might get denied, you just go full sickie straight away.
Because you know it's going to be denied, especially when you're turning up late, doing all nighters, coming in, and then, you know, stinking of booze. You know you're not getting a sick day. You'll get a sick day.
Where do you rank in the quality of the workers there?
I am the guy.
The guy.
I basically, in my group, we're called loaders. So
that's cool.
Yeah, loading. Or the heavy gang.
That's very cool.
So
it's just funny that you're in that gang.
I know.
The heavy gang.
Yeah.
King of the heavy gang.
I am, because I've been there nearly 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've nearly been there 2 years. I've watched like 7 different loaders go and come.
Wow.
So I've been there for so long.
Father time.
Yeah. But I
are you taking newbies under your wing, showing them the ropes?
I'm working with a 20-year-old Polish lad who sits on his phone all day.
Love that.
Just on his phone. And the guy's practically the internet. Like, he won't really talk to you. He'll just kind of, he'll like talk at you. Do you know what I mean? And he'll be like, he'll just blasting out facts.
Oh, yeah. He's a fat guy.
He's a fat guy.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So you're number one of the heavy gang.
Yes.
You've got the human internet.
Yeah, you've got the walking internet. Yeah,
Do you have a deputy, a number two?
Yes, we do, and they are like polar opposites. Because his mind is blown constantly. Anything he says, he's like, mate, how did you know that, mate? That's so mad. Like,
he's the human internet. Of course, he knows.
Yeah.
And that's a fun dynamic that you've got going.
It's very funny.
Yeah,
and they are actually both really nice compared to some of the other people I've worked with, where I've been like, I hate you, you know?
Yeah.
So like they are actually really nice, and
that's good.
But they are mental, and one of the and not in a cool way. It's really like, I don't feel safe.
No.
Like at all. Like,
you don't feel safe at work.
No.
Is this a cry for help?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You've come to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah.
We can help you.
Okay.
Joe, when you walk out of here, you ain't going to need to be in part of the heavy gang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a whole new gang.
One appearance on Under the Groomers. Career made.
The grooming gang, as we like to call it.
We do not like to call it.
I'm here to be
groomed.
We're
not allowed to call ourselves that.
Groom me.
Just wanted to get t-shirts made for fans and people who've been on and stuff that says you've been groomed.
Yeah.
I've been groomed.
You should.
Be good, wouldn't it?
I would wear that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's a bit
of
fun.
Joe, of all the people I know, you are the most likely to be groomed.
Oh, I could get groomed so easy.
So easy.
Yeah. What do you think would get me?
Like a wry smile across the room. Yeah. I think anything could
wry
get
smile.
You. Yeah, just like somebody being nice to you. I think someone could come up to you and be like, hello, little boy, would you like a sweet? And you'd be like, yes, please.
I'll be like, hell yeah.
Van.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
in that van.
I know,
you do
I know.
Feel like Joe could get in a van pretty easily.
Yeah.
How many vans have you been lured into?
Oh, countless. Just so many. Yeah. But I've had a good time every time.
He's still kicking.
I don't regret it.
Exactly. He's grooming the groomers.
Exactly. When he gets in that van. He lights up.
Yeah. I leave my phone at home. I go out. I get lost.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Get into a van. See what happens.
Yeah.
You're just wandering around Toys R Us. Yeah.
This is not good advice.
They were the good old days. Now, no one cares.
That's what happens. You get as you get older.
Exactly. Yeah.
The vans aren't slowing down anymore. We all feel it.
Yeah.
As we get older. One of the hard things about being a man as you get older, you know, when you're a young boy.
Yeah.
You know, you're out there all vulnerable, vans slowing down, and you're an old man. Mm. They speed up, if anything, those vans.
Yeah, you're chasing those vans.
Yes. I'll get in, lads. Yeah. No thanks, Grandpa.
they asked me for good spots, you know. Yeah, like,
exactly. They're looking at you.
Where shall I go?
Exactly. Well, thanks for coming in. Joe, how long have you been in Bristol? Joe's a Bristol guy. You're on the Bristol scene, aren't you?
Yeah. I think like 8 years, as long as I've lived in the same place.
And you've lived in the same place the whole time?
Yeah, maybe 9 years.
Yeah.
Obviously, I lived on a farm for a long time.
Yes.
Of
course. And this is, remind me, this is somewhere in the southwest.
Yes. Yeah. Totnes.
You're from Totnes.
The
Ness. I didn't know the Ness.
Mm-hmm.
I like Totnes.
It's good.
I think it's got a good vibe, Totnes. Yeah, it is. I did a gig there once and it was cool.
Yeah.
Because Devon, you know, can be a bit of a lottery.
Yes.
You turn up to some places in Devon and it's like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
They are not on board.
Yeah.
But Totnes seemed, I don't know, they seemed cool.
It's creative. Yeah. It's a creative place. Yeah.
God, I had a good vibe. Were you born and bred? Totnes? A Totnes guy?
Born in London, actually.
Were you?
Yeah. Blackheath. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've been learning
so much about you.
Yeah. There for a year. Yeah.
Just to get the accent.
Born in an only girls school, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my grandma said. I don't know if the facts are completely true.
Born in a girls only school.
Yeah. But my nan did lie a little bit.
Mm. Okay.
She did. She drank a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, but.
And an all girls school. Not the best place to give birth.
No. A bit worrying.
Yeah. Because you're not that old.
No.
Because that sounds like, you know, if someone said, but, you know, there was a war on or something, you're like, sure.
Yeah.
The Blitz was happening.
You got to do it whatever you
can. They converted the old girls' school into a makeshift hospital.
Yeah.
But this would have been, I imagine, the 90s.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your mum's just walking past, heavily pregnant.
Yeah. I bet I got to get in there now.
Yeah.
They'll let me in.
There's a math class going on. That's sorry, this is an old girls' school.
Yeah.
No boys allowed.
Yeah. Well, my dad was the janitor.
Okay.
That sort of makes it make sense, but also less sense.
Yeah. And then they lived like down the garden in a shed, I guess.
They lived on the property.
Yeah.
Oh, so was it a home birth?
Yeah, yes.
So you weren't given birth like in the gym?
No.
At home in the shed at the bottom of the garden.
They lived within the grounds of the school.
Okay.
Yeah. And it all makes sense.
Yeah.
There we go.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Totnes.
Yes, my mum left and came to Totnes.
Are they both Londoners, your parents?
No, Midlands.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Another curveball.
Here we go. We are learning so much. So you grew up on a farm.
Who am I?
You grew up on a farm, Joe. What was that like?
I didn't like...
Speak on that.
I didn't like it at first. I sulked.
Well, you're a London boy.
Yeah.
Exactly. He got used to that.
Bright lights in the city.
Yeah.
He's there with his Oyster card. Swiping chickens. This doesn't work. Take me to Soho. Moo.
<Ooh. laughs> Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a fish out of water. I'd watch that story.
I'd watch that story.
Big Smokey Joe in the country. Yeah.
But like, you seem like such a like Devonshire boy.
Well, yeah, I lived there my whole life. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
London didn't put its filthy stamp on him.
No. You've got such a carefree, skipping through the fields kind of vibe.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Thank you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Because part of me, I'm like, oh, I feel really uptight sometimes.
You know why that is? Because you're now head of the heavy gang, but actually you are a light boy.
Yes.
And the big city's putting that pressure. This
weighing
is
you down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a big smoky Bristol.
Mm. Yeah.
People come here and get chewed up.
Yeah.
The comedy scene, the rush hour traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to Totnes.
Yeah.
Let's all move to Totnes.
Shall we?
This episode is sponsored by Totnes. Great. Do you know that me and Jules are branching out, obviously, into the world of business development? We've had some real...
We're business boys now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We've had some... when we started the podcast, obviously, you know, it's just a nice vibe, just hanging out. We're just catching up. And then we suddenly realized that we had this gift of inventing and... taking people's business ideas and helping them...
Elevating them,
helping them blossom. Mm-hmm. We had Greg Winfield in last week. He floated the idea of having shitless dogs. Pretty good idea, you know? That's probably the one flaw of the dog, that and their lifespan. I invented the mattress you can piss into.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, is there anything in that crazy old box you've got on top of those shoulders?
He's tickled himself.
And that funny old trunk up there. Got any inventions or business ideas you want to see if me and Jules might wet our beak with?
I don't know.
I
well,
I can hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I like cake and tea.
Here we go.
So maybe a place you can go and have cake and
like a, what like, a great like a idea. Tea shop?
A cafeteria.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't think that's been done before.
Don't think it has.
I think that's been done before.
No.
I think you're the first guy to come up with that.
So what's
precisely.
Your, yeah.
What's your dream? Presumably the cake is free, perhaps?
Come on, it's a business.
No?
You're never
going
to make money like that.
No, cake.
Just cake what's, and tea. I tell you what, though.
I think you pay with a kind word.
Here we go.
Wow.
Right?
Now
you just come in, your best kind word. But depending on how good it is.
Yeah.
You get more cake. So if you're being grumpy.
So you have to be sincere with your compliments.
Very sincere.
Okay.
Very sincere.
So let's do a little role play. Jez.
Wow. Okay.
You are the owner of the shop. You're coming in.
Yeah.
Jez.
I'm there.
You'd like to
welcome to the
procure a slice of you can choose.
All right, am I going?
Go, yep. go.
Oh, you look great.
Not sincere.
Yeah, try not to laugh after your compliment.
Yeah, not sincere enough. No cake.
It's my business. How did I ruin that for my business?
Is that the best you can come up with? You look great.
Yeah.
Get out.
Wow.
I wouldn't be very good. I don't think many people would pass the free cake. I think if you were selling it, I think you're a better judge of good vibes. I think I do like the idea for a start. I tell you what, I do like the idea of if you're on a night out, right?
Mm.
Imagine being on a night out, it's 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's getting any younger here.
Yeah.
You're flagging.
Oof.
At 1 a.m.
I'm home.
I'm telling you. Here's a little thought.
Yeah.
There was somewhere open at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That sold just tea and cake.
Yeah.
I'd pop in, you know.
Oh.
A cup of tea and a piece of cake. That would turn me round.
Also, do you know what? A couple of drinks in, 1 a.m. That's probably when I'm at my kindest.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm getting all the free cake.
Exactly. I like everyone when I've had a few drinks.
I'm handing out compliments left, right, and
centre. If I'm in the sweet spot.
Yeah.
If it's between 3 and 6 drinks, I'm everyone's friend.
Sure.
If it's 6+, get out my way.
Yeah.
Run for the hills because I'll be starting.
Yeah.
But I tell you, a late night shop that just sold tea and cake.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, a good cup of tea as well.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Coming in from a night out, lovely cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, a good cup of tea out is so hard to find. Yeah. I like this idea, Joe. I like it a lot.
Okay, good.
Because actually, I've got this theory that the problem is with tea out, you can never make it as good as at home. It's not home tea. Mm-mm. What you need to try and do is invent a tea shop that sells tea that's how you have it at home. So you need to... You need to tell them what bags you have at home. So you need to have every type of tea bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Yorkshire Gold guy. Don't judge me. Oh,
come on. Top tier.
Yeah.
I'm a Yorkshire Gold
guy. He's not scrimping.
You would... When you have to put down the seconds of how long you leave the tea bag in.
Sure.
Or do you reckon...
You could ask that, though. That's the kind of thing I think we'd offer at this place.
Mm. I was thinking the other... Sorry, go on.
Well, no, go on, carry on.
Well, I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent, so if you want to finish your thought. Well, I was thinking the other day, how good would it be if we were all just chipped? Like, I'd love it. I would love all my details. I don't have to keep track of anything. Just absolutely everything about me. You can just scan it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got size 3 feet. She's, whatever.
Most people can remember that.
Whatever information you need.
What size shoe are you? Just beat my hands. Scan it. Just scan it. Fuck off.
That is a very good point.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Let's add on tea preferences.
What type of tea preference?
So all you got to do, scan it. Oh, he's a Yorkshire Gold guy. Mm. He's 2 minutes in. Take the bag out.
Yeah. Yeah.
30 sure. mils of you've got the milk.
So you want it all, every bit of information
just,
on you.
Yeah, I just don't want to talk scans. To people. I don't want to have to say what I want. I just
you
want
are not for the kindness cafe. You are not for the you are not for the kindness cafe.
I mean, I hope that's like the conversations like Jeff Bezos.
I hope
and
so like, too.
And Mark Zuckerberg are having rather than let's take over the world.
I hope so.
They're like, wouldn't it just be easier if everyone knew your tea? What tea you wanted and the size. And so they're like, right, we're going to have to build an empire and then it'll be so much easier.
I tell you what, with AI, it probably already knows what tea you like.
Yeah.
I don't really understand AI.
No.
But I do think if you could get close to a home cup of tea, you're exactly right, Joe. Things like how long people like to brew it. So for me, I do like to, I'll walk away. I don't set a timer, but I put the water on the bag.
You have an innate timer in your body because you've made me many cups of tea before now. And I tell you what, every one of them, gold standard,
Jules,
top tier.
I don't like to toot my horn.
Not a cook.
A chef.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
You're bang on, Joe. Yeah. He's a chef.
He knows.
This is absolutely the best thing that's happened on this podcast. To date.
Yeah.
20
episodes in.
Yeah.
This is music to my ears. Yeah. I do pride myself. I make a fucking good cup of tea.
And never once have I seen you set a timer.
I don't set a timer. It's all up here.
Stare at it. Feel like the colour changes.
I feel like you've got to feel it. I feel like you've got to feel when it's done. Here's a little tip.
Yeah.
Do a bit of bag work early on. All right.
Work the bag.
Water on
Don't
the bag.
Don't forget to work the bag.
But do a bit of bag work early on. Get the leaves moving. Yeah. Get it moving in that cup. Spin it around. Yeah. Get it going. Get it agitated.
Yes.
Then walk away.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see people pour it on and the water's like, you can see the bag hasn't taken properly.
Mm.
The bag hasn't absorbed
the
water properly because it's all bunched up in the corner.
Mm. Preach.
Agitate the bag. Early doors. Then walk away. Go do something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Text a lover.
Tea really gets you fired up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
this is your QVC.
It's a real passion project.
I think I got worse at making tea because I didn't like the caffeine would get me all like agitated for a while.
Sure.
So I was like, well, let's try tea where I just kind of put it in and throw the tea bag out.
Like a weak one.
Yeah. And then like my tea sense has just got worse and worse.
Joe, I'm going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Decaf tea.
Here we go.
You can have
what do you mean?
You like.
What do you mean?
No jitters.
No, I don't believe you. Don't believe you.
Look, I have decaf tea every day.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to caffeine.
Allergic to caffeine.
I can have one normal tea.
What's that
I'm
like?
I'm very intolerant. So what do you mean? What's decaf tea like?
No, like being allergic.
I'm sick a lot and I get migraines and like my face gets very...
Really?
Okay, so is that bad?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
It's quite bad, yeah.
Because I was like, maybe I'm allergic.
I mean, you might be intolerant. Lots, like, technically, I'm intolerant because I don't need an EpiPen. I don't have, like, an anaphylactic response. But, yeah, so you might be, like, low-level intolerant.
Maybe.
That could be it. But does your heart race and, like, if you just have a little... Because tea has... Normal tea has such a small amount of caffeine in it, which is why I can get away with one.
Yeah.
But if even tea... What are you like on a coffee?
Oh, I'm, like... like next
shaking.
Level, get really hungry really fast.
Hungry? It, what's that expecting?
I think it just really
anxious.
I think I'm allergic to coffee. I'm starving.
Hungry. Well, my heart rate just goes through the roof.
Yeah. And my tummy rumbles.
Yeah, and I've got to eat. I've got to eat.
So are you totally like straight edge? You don't? Do you not do anything? Are you are you squeaky clean? Are you not even on the caffeine?
I have like a tiny bit of caffeine.
Tiny
and then
bit
if
of
I
caffeine.
Go
I thought he was going to say ketamine. I have a tiny bit of ketamine just to get me through.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to the edge off.
Yeah.
It's after the caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to bring me down
bring
again.
Me down.
Yeah.
So are you totally squeaky clean? That's very
well,
impressive.
Before I came here, I had a cacao drink, which is like a natural high thing.
Yeah.
And that's like quite good for you as well.
Yeah.
So it's got like good inflammatory.
Yeah.
Things,
but you're not. I've never seen you drink. You on the swigs?
Occasionally,
very occasionally.
I mean, I smoked some weed the other day.
Did you?
But like, I'll be like, toke, and then be like, throw it across the room.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then I kind of sit there waiting. Yeah.
Those were weed jokes. Yeah. Really inconsiderate.
Yeah. Where are the cats when it's setting cats alight?
Yeah. You're quite an annoying person to smoke weed with.
Does Joe get paranoid when he's like, no, he just sets the place on fire.
Just has one blast and then chucks it at you. No, I really do like this idea, actually. I think, you know, you think tea and cake, it's too simple, but I think that's where its beauty is.
Yeah.
I think a cup of tea close to home. So I think you have every type of tea bag and you can choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think what I would like is to be able to choose the thickness of the rim of my cup. Because I think this is something that
because
it really affects what drink I'm having, dependent on the thin or thickness of the rim of my cup.
Absolutely right,
Jules. I know that we're speaking the same language here.
So one being like a paper, not like a paper,
like a china thin,
but
like
fine
a
bone china cup.
Yeah,
is what
you're
thinking of.
Like
exactly.
a classic.
Would you say that's the worst one?
It depends what tea I'm having. So if I'm having a herbal tea or maybe an Earl Grey, I would like that in a fine bone china cup.
You bang on. You're absolutely
because if I'm having
on.
A builder's tea, I want a thicker rim because it's a sturdier drink. And if I'm
it's a sturdier drink.
If I'm having a coffee, I want an even thicker one. I want a proper cup.
I've never agreed with you before.
You've changed my life forever. I never thought about that ever. And now I'm like, my.
So the choice
depending on what
kind of drink you're having will. So if I went into the fantasy tea and cake shop, I would say I'd like a Yorkshire Gold. I'd like you to do a bit of back work early doors. I'd like you to walk off for at least 3 minutes. I'd like semi-skim milk, not much. You could get a little colour chart out. We can come on to that. A little colour chart out to choose your colour.
Yeah.
But I would, if it was a normal builder's tea, I'd like to look at the cups, actually.
Yeah,
can I look at your mugs and decide?
Yeah.
But I want a mug.
Yeah.
Like a mug you have at home.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Joe, this is
a lot of information.
This is such a good idea.
You've changed my life forever. Now I'm going to be really awkward every time I have a tea.
Joe, I think this is just such a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I did think as well, like, if you go in and compliment someone, and if it is a bad compliment, then you have to pay. Because I think society will be a lot better for that.
This is
really
so
good
wholesome. This is
really
almost the opposite
idea.
Of Jesse Nixon's suggestion, which was an app that bullies people.
Yeah, you said,
oh, wow. There is an app. It's called Hinge. Yeah.
That is lovely stuff.
The gold.
I knew you wouldn't let me down. it's really wholesome. So you come in and they say, I'll have a cup of tea. I'll get into weird specifics about which tea I want.
Mm-hmm.
They say, And we would like to receive our compliment. Can you compliment someone else in the cafeteria? Or does it have to be the person working behind the counter?
It's good to compliment someone already sitting down, and that gets you kind of warmed up for the person at the till. So
it's like a pay it forward type situation.
Yeah.
And if it's not sincere enough, that will be a full price tea.
Yeah.
Will it be like the quality of the product that you get? So like if it's a bad compliment, you get a scone.
I think it's a bad compliment, no you have to cream. Pay. And if it's like an okay compliment, maybe a scone.
Yeah.
Maybe a discount for a mediocre compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you sort of said quite sarcastically, you look great.
That would have been, I would have paid.
Yeah.
I felt like.
But it was the first time I was in the caf.
Yeah.
That's the.
Yeah. That people would get better at it.
Yeah.
And also, I think you'd keep away people that weren't in the vibe. It's a good way of keeping arseholes out.
Yeah.
Because
an
arsehole couldn't even give a fake compliment.
No.
Because their ego wouldn't let them.
Yeah.
So you could even have like a face scanner that like can read all the micro expressions in your face to see if you are really telling, like a lie detector.
Put your hand in the fucking lie detector.
Yeah. So you have to come up with a genuine compliment.
That would put a hell of a lot more pressure
Imagine
on.
That.
That would be...
Your hair
That's
looks,
what we're all about.
Your hair looks nice. And then,
Because what if you're just like, I really want to have a good day, but it's shit.
and
then you're like, and you go there and you're like, hi. And then you're like, you look great. And then you put that in and then it's like, and then...
Oh, so in that... Sorry, go on.
Everyone just thinks you're a lying piece of shit.
But in that scenario, you're the one that's not having a good day. That's interesting that affected your ability to compliment somebody else. I wonder if there's a loophole for you here in that situation where you can go and just be honest and say, look, guys, I'm having a really bad day. Is there a bad day discount? Is there like an alternative where you like, I really need a compliment today because I'm having a bad day. Maybe you can bring something.
But that means you would make,
you can do a swap.
Mm-hmm.
So like you bring the tea bags or you bring...
It's absolutely insane. Absolutely lost track of what's happening here. Joe's got to come in and do a jig now because he's had a hard day.
He introduced him not... He there's wasn't able way, to give a compliment.
You can still compliment someone.
There's also a way you could also trick the game. So if you're behind someone who gives a great compliment and then you kind of follow that, but you don't give the best compliment, they're just still in a good mood from the last one.
Yeah,
so then maybe you get a better bit of cake, but then you'll pick up on them people. You'll be like, I don't think that guy knows how to...
That's nice.
Like following someone through the barriers.
If
you think your compliment is...
So maybe you've got to scan them. That's when you come and scan them.
Thank you.
It's following someone through the barriers of the tube.
At the tube.
If someone gives such a good compliment, that could probably boost the numbers for the next two or three people.
They're riding high.
But then that would make you feel good, wouldn't it? That would make you feel good at the end of the day. I'm into it. What kind of cake are we talking?
Well, I guess like you go from what? Carrot up to like...
Carrot's bottom for you.
Carrot's one of the best.
I was going to say, carrot would be top for me.
I was going to go from like rich. You got like rich down to like
what's
more savoury.
My least favourite type of cake, I would say rich cake.
I meant like...
fruit cake.
Oh. Are you talking dense? Are you talking like chocolatey rich?
Chocolatey rich,
This is your worst cake.
No, I think I didn't mean it as like bad or good.
Oh, okay.
But it's like in
density.
I don't know. Yeah, density on a day-to-day basis. Like, I think it's like harder to have like a cheesecake than it is carrot.
Harder to.
Yeah, I think it's like you could.
Classically, you'd rank something best to worst. Mm. I'm currently unsure about what you're ranking.
I'm not ranking.
You're ranking hardest to easiest?
Yeah, I am. I am ranking, sorry. I am ranking like hardest to easiest depending on
hardest
the day.
Because
you can, hardest to digest.
Right.
Yeah, and like trying to like function after you've eaten a triple chocolate cake.
I'm with you.
And you're like tired.
Also, still mad system.
Yeah. I suppose if this is late.
It's a mediocre compliment, which means you need a... slightly denser, not as rich cake.
You're going to have a slightly gargly tummy trying to sleep tonight.
There's a guy there with this chart going, I think that's about Swiss roll level of...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's light, but it's still quite...
It's claggy. It's claggy.
Yeah, you're going to need a cup of tea with it as well. Yeah. Yeah, that's a Swiss roll kind of compliment.
Yeah.
It's a terrible system so far. I know what you mean, though, Joel. You were thinking best to worst. The better the compliment, the better the type of cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's why you offered the scone. Would you put the scone as the worst?
I would say I love a scone with all the gubbins.
Do you?
But I don't... But a dry scone.
Sure.
If you give me a dry scone, I throw that back in your
face.
That's
for the worst compliment.
Of course.
Yeah. So you would both say best cake is carrot cake.
I'd say carrot or chocolate.
Yeah. I'm the same, to be honest. Yeah, yeah. Carrot and
chocolate.
But
to be fair, cake is cake. Give me cake.
What is the worst cake, though? Because that's easier. Do you say you like fruit?
No, I'm not a
fruit. No, I'd say fruit's the worst.
I think fruit cake has got to be right up there.
It's
with the worst.
Pretty bad.
Like, yeah. With like, you know, when it's got like that Christmas cake you get with the marzipan. Yeah.
That sort of
that's
thick a tradition.
And that sort of shit
that's
icing.
That's like an ice bucket, isn't it? It's like, you just do
forget it.
Yeah.
In fact, if it's bad, if that's the punishment, I think. Piece of like Christmas fruit cake.
Yeah.
And you have to eat it as well. Yeah. Otherwise you're banned.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So
that's such a great rule.
Yeah. On fire.
Yeah.
On
if you're rude, like if someone gets really eggy, you know, like two slices of the Christmas cake or you can never come back.
Yeah.
It's a great
rule. It's so funny because at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to attract all sorts of characters.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's
24 hours. It's open late. Oh my God.
That was the first rule.
I think the fruitcake is going to be served more often than the chocolate.
That was the first rule. 24 hour opening. It's going to be chaos in there. We're going to need bouncers. Got two guys working the doors.
Yeah.
They're not getting the compliments.
No.
Never compliment a bouncer, in my experience. Okay. They do not take them seriously. I'm liking the idea, Joe. I'm liking the idea a lot. I think it's got legs. I think it's a really good idea.
Thank you.
I was worried when you said it's a place that sells tea and cake. I thought, I think that's been done.
I had loads of others.
Oh, yeah, go on. Give us another.
You know, places to keep money, you know.
Places to keep money, that's so good.
Places to keep money.
That's great. I can't believe half of these have been done.
Places to get a tan.
Yeah. Well, so I probably didn't explain
places
it well.
Places to groom a dog, I think.
I didn't explain it well before I came on. When I said, if you've got an idea for a business or an invention, I sort of meant like one that didn't exist already.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if I said like do you remember I explained it with the mattress that you can piss into?
Yes.
And
I thought you could already do that.
I mean, technically that is true.
Yeah, I thought I'd be doing that for you.
Your room must fucking stink. Yeah.
If you're brave enough, that is already all.
No wonder the cats think they can piss on the floor.
These are good. So, Joe's ideas so far are a bank, a tanning salon.
What's the exchange rate for the tanning salon? What do you got to provide?
Just a decent fist bump, I think. Just a little bit of lad banter.
I'm glad that I didn't bump.
Bit of banter. Yeah. Price tan. I tell you what, though. I tell you what it is. I tell you what Joe's business is.
Yeah.
The possibility of kindness as a currency.
Yes.
Mm. And I think that's a fantastic idea.
I agree.
Oh, I'm fucking really good at this.
Saving my ass.
You know what you've done? You polish that turd and it's shining.
Tell you what, chuck me a fucking hospital pass. I'll deal with that. I'll fucking do something with that. Don't you worry about me. I've been doing this for 20 episodes. So your business idea is essentially kindness currency.
Yeah.
So wherever you go, hey, here's a question. Maybe with your bank idea of where a place where you can keep money, maybe good deeds, maybe get a little bit of money in the bank for that.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're being kind out in the wild,
maybe
you get a few quid in the bank account for that. A few kindness points.
Yeah, help an old lady across the road. That's a tenner.
It's the classic bit of kindness, an old woman across the street, which in my experience, they are not that grateful for. So I've stopped doing it.
Social
did you
credit.
Have a finger up while you were doing it?
I certainly did. It's a finger of sincerity. I mean this. I think being a kind person on a day-to-day basis should be rewarded.
I agree.
I think if you let someone through in traffic, I think your car could read, which, by the way, is a dying thing. Road users of Bristol, agreed. You rats.
Yeah, especially around here.
Do not get me started. Tell me about it, Joe. Joe doesn't drive, so this would be quite boring for you.
I drive a fork.
Oh, yeah, he's driving.
I drive a fork. No.
It's cutthroat traffic at the plane factory.
People don't let you out.
Wouldn't
anymore?
People, though, like if you were getting social credit for doing kind things and you get a little bit of money, you do good things, wouldn't be people just going out to try and do things?
That's a good thing. Yeah, but what's bad about that?
That's a great thing.
That's true, but it might get annoying.
This is your idea.
It might get annoying.
Like, can I help? Fuck off.
Well, to be fair, it is like when you walk into a shop and then you're swarmed by people. Yeah. They're like,
do you know what, Joe?
Can I help you today?
Yeah.
No.
You're like, I've never been in
I'm
here.
I'm just looking. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Nothing worse than someone trying to help you in a shop. One of the worst things on earth is someone trying to help
you. So maybe you've got to, there's a nuance to this where if you've got to also read the room, like it's
got to
be a good deed that needs doing.
Maybe the person... Maybe you can give the points to the other person.
Yes.
So maybe no one can give it to yourself, but maybe you know, so if you are in a shop and someone genuinely helps you, maybe you get 5 points to give a day.
You know what we've invented? Uber.
Yeah.
We're just Uber rating people.
No, but I tell you what we could do is like, if you, so say you got five tokens to give people a day, for example, someone lets you out, top one them way.
Yeah.
You might not give it to them. That's on you. You might not give it to them. And then if someone's in a shop and they're like, "You shopping for anything in particular today?" I'm like, "I'm not giving you a I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah.
Get out of my face. I'm not shopping for anything in particular.
Yeah.
It's private."
But if you are shopping for something and then you can go, "Oh, actually, I'm looking for..." And they can go, "I can help you with that."
Chuck them a coin.
Yeah.
Chuck them a token. It's like tipping.
We're not tipping.
We're not really like big tippers in this country.
No.
But this is a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
You can spend it in one of Joe's many businesses.
Yes.
A tanning salon.
Yeah.
A cake shop.
A tanning salon.
A plane factory.
Yeah.
A bank.
The bank.
Spend it at the bank.
Take that to the bank.
Nice.
Doing a bit of shopping at the bank. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Currency.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff you get.
I think that really sums you up as a person, Joe.
Thank you.
That's nice, isn't it?
A good egg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks. Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers. If you've got an idea for a business or invention, email underthegroomers@gmail.com. And more importantly,
Have a nice time. But also please leave a review and follow us on social media.
Yeah, follow me on social media.
Follow Joe Ryan.
Joe Ryan Comedian. Don't cut that.
Don't cut that.
Don't cut that.
Great. Well done, everybody. Thanks, everybody.